This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Seven police officers involved in the suffocation death of a black man, Daniel Prude, last spring in Rochester, New York, were suspended Thursday by the city's mayor, who said she was misled for months about the circumstances of the fatal encounter. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren announced the suspensions at a news conference amid criticism that the city kept quiet about Prude's death for months.
Mr. Daniel Prude was failed by our police department, our mental health care system, our society, and he was failed by me.
The 41-year-old Prude died when he was taken off life support March 30th. That was 7 days after officers who encountered him running naked through the street put a hood over his head to stop him from spitting, then held him down for about 2 minutes until he stopped breathing. Former Vice President and Democratic Party nominee Joe Biden met with the family of Jacob Blake, a black man shot by a white police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is still reeling after protests over Jacob Blake's shooting, Biden said the country is finally getting ready for change.
This is not who we are.
Biden says he spoke on the phone with Blake, who is hospitalized, and met with his family, later telling a community meeting he wants to find common ground, contrasting his visit with that of President Trump, who was in Kenosha 2 days ago and did not mention Blake. Biden heard from activist Portia Bennett, who says black people have been shown for years they just don't matter.
I see it. I live it.
Biden says he'll fight for change.
There's certain things worth losing over, and this is something worth losing over if we have to, but we're not going to lose.
Sagar Meghani.